Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
أعوذ بالله من شنان بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلوا على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا وتسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك الحمد المجيد الحمد لله you tuned in into another iHalaka production بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم today الحمد لله The topic is maintaining a correct Islamic atmosphere for the da'wah. First, an atmosphere can be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and at the same time it can be displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we build a correct good atmosphere, it will have a good impact on the da'wah. If we neglect it, it will have a negative impact on the da'wah. And in fact, it can be displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An atmosphere actually exists when the thought is applied upon reality constantly, repetitively. For example, if a new student comes in to a new school and the norm is to study hard and the norm is to sit down quietly and take lectures, with time, you find out with time, this new student will abide by the norm. For example, also like a public opinion, it is a wider manifestation of an atmosphere, but it encompasses the whole of society. The atmosphere undoubtedly affects an individual. So if the atmosphere is good, it will have a good effect. If it is bad, it will have a negative effect. For example, if in an atmosphere or in an environment where you have too many profanity, you have abuses, cursing going on left, right and center, for example, like in a gang atmosphere, with time, even if this is not part of your nature, with time you will see you become part of this atmosphere. You become part of this ambience. Conversely, if the atmosphere was that of taqwa, that of learning Islam, that of reading the Quran, with time you find yourself becoming like that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Abu Musa narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the example of a good companion in comparison with the bad one is like that of a mosque seller and the blacksmith furnace. From the first, you would either buy musk or enjoy its good smell, while for the furnace, you will burn your clothes or your house, or you get a bad, nasty smell thereof. Bukhari. The analogy here is simple. Is that of a good atmosphere and of a bad one? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said in another hadith, he said, a person follows the deen, a way of life of his close friends. Therefore, let each of you look carefully at whom he chooses for friends. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said in another hadith, he said, that your friends in the dunya will be your friends in the akhirah. Surely, Surely, if this is the case, I won't be seen with people from, say, like the Cribs or the Blood. Also, an atmosphere can be either weak, even if it is good, it can be weak, it can be strong, and it can be very powerful. This depends on the specific thought, the depth of the understanding of the thought within the individuals in this atmosphere, and the willingness to carry this idea. For example, if you have too many jokes, or people talk about other groups, individuals are dodgy, this one is dodgy, that one is dodgy, it will weaken the atmosphere. Now, for example, if you have a very, very strong atmosphere, I'm sure most of us have experienced very, very strong atmosphere, powerful atmosphere, intellectual atmosphere. For example, you have a stranger who comes all the way from Bangladesh, or from Pakistan, or from Nigeria. He comes all the way. Suddenly he comes with time. He spends time with you. He spends time with your discussion, time with you. With time, he will pose a familiar question, which most of us have experienced. He will say, for example, that why is it that when I was in Bangladesh or Pakistan, we have loads of Muslims, millions of Muslims, I don't feel Islam. But when I came here, just five of you, I feel Islam. Now, this is the atmosphere. Another thing that can weaken an atmosphere again is ego. Looking down upon people. I'm up there, you're down there. This will destroy the atmosphere. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, a man is on a par with the deen of his friend, and there is no good in the fellowship of one who does not regard you as highly as himself. Fundamentally, an atmosphere in a dawah group is generated by the ideas they believe in and the effort they're trying to bring this idea to life. Their objective, their aims are set by this idea, and it is restricted by this idea. Their actions are also conducted on based on this idea. Some call this atmosphere the atmosphere of Iman. But if, for example, an intellectual dishonesty replaces honest judgment, it will weaken the atmosphere. Now, to recap. Finally, now to recap. How to generate a correct, strong, powerful atmosphere. If an Islamic view is very clear, take an issue for example, and the Islamic view is very clear on a certain issue, one must abide by this view and carry it as they are, not as you think they are or as you want them to be, but as they are. That is one. Two, there must be a high level of understanding and compliance to the dictates of Islam. This is a must. And every action must be undertaken and done on the basis of Islam. Also, there must be continuously clarity in the ideas, an environment where there is study and learning. This produces a very powerful intellectual atmosphere. And finally, one must understand living here in Darul Kufur and how to embody the Islamic thought, the emotions of Islam into this society. By doing this, we would have created a very, very powerful atmosphere. Now, finally, this atmosphere is the same atmosphere when created within a group. It's the same atmosphere being transferred into the community. It is the same that will be transferred indeed if Allah, when we establish an Islamic state, is the same thing. There is no difference. So alhamdulillah, أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.